Ardmore. Despite the rain, 2,000 rubber ducks were released into the Beaver River Sunday for the 32nd annual Ardmore Duck Race. Ardmore Fire Chief Derek Newman explained the Ardmore Fire Department releases the 2,000 rubber ducks up the river off the SEC Highway 892 bridge, and then at the bridge they inflate some hoses across the river to corral the ducks. Ardmore Fire Department staff are in the water, and they grab the first 5 ducks as the winners. Then they take the remaining 1995 ducks out of the water. In previous years, the ducks were released around the second bend of the river, but with the extremely low water level this year, they were released closer to the bridge. The ducks normally take about 20 minutes to cross the finish line, but with the conditions this year, the time was longer, about 30 minutes. Paddling into the winner's circle were ducks purchased by first place, Lauren Brady, second place, Leah Desnoyers, third place, Haley Kuntz, 4th place, Justin Hilbury and 5th place, Ashley Jensen. Monica Iverson, Ardmore Duck Race chairperson, says the event is a great fundraiser for the Ardmore School and the race is unique to the Lakeland area. All the money raised by the Ardmore Parent Advisory goes to help fund a plethora of needs in Ardmore School, Iverson said. Examples range from school bus fees for field trips, school sports, library books, guest speakers to the design and construction and outdoor classroom and playground additions. Funds from the race have also supported the fins program offered through Alberta Fish Hatcheries, where the school raises fish them into the Ardmore Pond once they are mature enough. Swimming lessons for all students from K to grade 8 have also been made possible with this funding support. Ardmore students have almost no fees to pay thanks to the support of the Parent Advisory. In the coming year, the Ardmore Parent Advisory is hoping to fund a new long jump pit. We are always trying to support the teaching staff with new programs they want to introduce into the school. We supply funding as well as volunteers to help things get going, Iverson explained. Prizes this year included a lawn tractor, Sobeys and Company Op gift card packages, inflatable hybrid kayak stand-up paddle boards, a giant floating water mat, and a Hamel meat package. Iverson stated several businesses have shown their support in the form of monetary donations to cover event costs, event sponsorship and prizes for the on-site raffle. The kids always have a blast with the dunk tank. They get to try and dunk their teachers and principal. The Ardmore Community Society runs the concession. All funds raised by the concession go to the Ardmore Community Society. Ducks were purchased for $10 each. Shannon Kilkip, one of the ticket buyers, said she likes to support the school by buying a ticket because she has family that goes to the Ardmore School. While waiting for the race to begin at 1 p.m., people could check out the concession stand, glitter tattoo and face painting station, listen to the music, try their hand at a scavenger hunt, or eat some burgers. Laura Bennett, president of the Ardmore Parent Advisory Association, stated, "We had a great amount of people this year. Our 50-50 draw went for $2,087.50 take home, our best yet. I even heard our concession sold out too."